from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, Kathy. What's bugging you?
My sister, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, lives in Oregon. She just lost her youngest son and her grandson to some fentanyl waste pot. So, this is what the Democrats have done for her family.
Wow, yeah, I mean, that's tragic.
Yeah,
That fentanyl is responsible for killing a whole lot of Americans. Let me go to Joe. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I'm sort of bugged. I'm not quite sure this Kamala, she's going to miraculously fix everything on day one. But all of a sudden, you know, with this price gouging or gauging and fuel prices, blah, blah, blah. But again, miraculously, everything's starting to come down right before election time. I'm not quite sure what she's going to repair on the first day.
Well, I mean, the inflation has dropped a little bit. You have the end of the what they call the driving season, so it's almost this time of year, almost like clockwork, you'll have some reduction in gas prices there. And, of course, that impacts everything that has to be transported. So, yeah, no, she's not... She can change her coat, but never her disposition. That's my opinion. All right, let me go to Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, what bugs me is all this talk about Hamas and Hezbollah. Why don't we just go after Iran? Because they're the ones that support all that activity. And if we did that, then, you know, the other two groups would go away. The same thing with, you know, supporting the Ukrainians. We should cut that money off and have the government go in there and just sit down and settle this. They settled it once. They can settle it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Two completely different issues. But, yes, Iran is behind. Well, we already know. Yeah. Everybody agrees they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the globe, yet we allow it to continue. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me in the radio news over the weekend, I heard how in their infinite wisdom and authoritarianism, the TSA security personnel at some checkpoint at an airport in America seized a traveler's closed jar of peanut butter based on the preposterous concept that it is a liquid. Last time I tried to pour myself a glass of peanut butter, nothing happened. And a few years ago, I went through a checkpoint with a totally solid 12-ounce Arrowhead bottle of water, ice, and I even sipped off the top water, and they seized that from me, too, and I explained to them that ice is a solid, as I learned in physics class. So these people are just out of control with their control freakism.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it's agitating and aggravating, and we got to jump through the hoops, I guess. 877-975-9825. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. You can thank George W. for that, Bush, for that TSA deal. But what's bugging me, what about the F-16 that we gave Ukraine that got shot down by allegedly by one of our Patriot missiles? and Ukraine allegedly shot it down. I haven't heard anybody talking about that. And the deal out in Colorado, I called you about last week, about the apartment complex being taken over by the Venezuelan gangs. Now, remember the program that the DHS had? It was called CHNV. It was a program to fly illegal immigrants into the country through into cities around this country from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. That's why there's less people, fewer people at the border now, and they're bringing them in by aircraft and flying them in. And this is what we have. Now, the Democrat governor of Colorado is throwing cold water on that, what's going on out there in Aurora. But the mayor of Aurora and one of the city council women have been making the rounds, and they're saying this is going on there.
I mean, it's obvious it's going on. We've seen the videos. And, of course, Democrats are going to try to play it down because they know what this is a result of. Just like when they wanted to bury their head about fentanyl for, I don't know, they got away with it for about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
Don't talk about fentanyl because it leads back to the border.
Right.
Here we are. Now you've got armed gangs, just like, you know, we all warned was going to happen. And
basically, Trump was crazy.
And just think about it. As time passes, gives bad guys more time to get together, to plan, to do really horrendous things. Not a good scenario. 877-975-9825. Call now. Last chance for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Yeah, Trump's decision to endorse recreational marijuana in Florida, I find that strange considering that he's very anti-drug and a teetotaler. Look, we already have a medical marijuana program in Florida. It's not like people are running around getting drugs. We don't need another excuse for people to come here and act stupid or be distracted on the road. And as far as the marijuana itself, I mean, it's highly regulated. If anything, they could tweak the system, maybe lower some costs. But we don't need that flooded on our streets. I just find it highly unusual he would support that. Another thing, the big recreational marijuana push is being pushed by the dispensaries and John Morgan. So, anyway, I disagree with it. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is the previous caller spoke about fentanyl, and yes, it leads back to the border. But the real reason, I read a very interesting article that the Dems did not want to criminalize it as much as the cocaine and stuff like that and do the enforcement, is because they felt that it would disproportionately affect people of color. So, and of course, we don't want to arrest anybody of that demographic. So that's really the reason. And that's what's bugging me. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, the drug doesn't discriminate. It's killing everybody. Francis, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me, Bob, is a woman hit my car and left the scene. And when the police showed up, she showed back up to the scene an hour after the fact, saying that she was sick with a medical condition. She got no ticket. Her license was suspended. And nothing happened to this woman because she boo-hooed about having a medical condition and they let her go. And now I'm stuck with taking care of the damages to my car.
I don't know. There might be some people who you might want to look into some representation there.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. That doesn't
that's irritating.
Seem right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would bug me.
Oh, big time.
Thanks for everybody's participation. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to the Newberry City Council member and head of the REC, Tim Marden, with some good things that are happening and some other questions. You just have to stay tuned. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
And now to throw my support to President Trump.
A member of the Kennedy family
has come out to endorse a Republican.
That's pretty remarkable.
The news that's trending.
Israel will fight. Hezbollah is preparing to launch an extensive attack on Israel.
The news that's now.
Kamala Harris says, don't worry about it. All these important issues will be solved on day one of her administration.
Vice President Harris has not appeared in a single interview.
Now more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.